Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah football talk with voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Bears head coach, Brett Chappell. Live from the Jukebox Junction on 276 at the stoplight in Bethel. Join us every Saturday morning. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Plus Linens and Uniform Service, Hometown Hardware, and the Freeman Agency, Erie Insurance. The Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 and WPTLRadio.net.
Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Frank Bird is always back in our studio. Black Bears last night lost to Irwin 26-3, a game that they had a lead in for much of the evening after Mason Fox hit a field goal in the first half. Defense played solid all night long, but as we got into the fourth quarter, a couple of bad breaks for us there and ended up kind of losing, going away in that one as far as the score goes. I don't know that that score is necessarily a very good indicator of the way Pisgah played football last night, especially defensively. A lot of good things there that we saw. So that's the first conference loss this season. It evens up that record at 1-1, 3-3 overall. So the Black Bears will go to West Henderson next week. One injury that obviously that we'll mention some this morning is to one of our guys up front, Jacob Boyd, that went down with a lower body concern yesterday and still awaiting a little bit of word on them. So, Coach, good morning again. You got to feel, I guess, when you think about and start reflecting a little bit on what things were like last night. But I tell you what, that defense came out there and played hard. All you kids played hard, and it was kind of old-fashioned football that you like to see with a lot of physicality. And the football team was in it all night long and had a lead for a long time. You had to feel good about a lot of things that you saw.
You know, I think the first thing you start off with is you start off with your kids. It just felt like the kids played so hard last night. And, you know, from the onset of the week, you know, starting Monday on, we really sold our kids on a game plan on things that we had to do to be successful against Franklin. You know, we felt like we needed to, and priority one for us all week was field position. You know, we needed to keep field position all night. And, you know, offense did a really good job of being able to make Franklin have to drive the field. Even though we didn't get a lot of points, felt like they gave us opportunities to pin Franklin down and make them have to make some long drives. Felt like our defense could go toe-to-toe with them. I did not think they had seen a defense as good as ours, you know, up until last night. I think that probably showed a little bit in the yardage they were able to gain, or I should say, you know, not as much as probably what they thought they were going to as they came in. And you know, I thought it was a good battle up front, especially on the defensive line with their offensive line. And you know, on the flip side of it, they have a very solid defense too. There's not many teams that scored a lot of points on those guys, and you know, we saw that last night, but we didn't get frustrated. You know, we didn't veer from our game plan. You know, we knew what we had to do to be successful, and you know, just felt like we did a really solid job there. You know, proud of our kids, but I tell you what, I'm proud of my coaches. There was hours and hours and hours of film done this past week, and generally, you know, you get two game films on these guys, kind of a gentleman's agreement, and you know, I'm one that loves to go back and get as much film, and I, you know, we had every film on them from the whole season, so there was a lot of film watched. And you know, we were able to take some shots. You know, offensively, we saw some things that we thought we might be able to take advantage of. Was able to stretch the field a couple of times on some passes, on some things we thought we could do. And, you know, just felt good about the game plan. And the kids, you know, played their tails off. And, you know, obviously you mentioned Jacob Boyd already. But, you know, just felt like when we lost Jacob, we lost some momentum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we never got it back.
We talked about the first half stats, which were particularly dominant for us, I thought. Jeremiah Young had only 13 yards of offense by my count here in the first half last night. They only had a total of, well, they had less than 100 yards of offense. That did Franklin in the first half. You know, that was something. And again, even into the second half, those numbers kind of got eroded a little bit as we got through the fourth quarter, field position, those kinds of things. But, you know, they were unable to do very much to, and you took a lot of things away from them. I thought that, you know, I was tickled to death that I had. If you would have told me that Cole was going to play last night a week ago, I wouldn't. There's no way I would have believed you. But you had those guys out there, and
you know, there were three guys, you know, that got injured last week in the East Henderson game, and all three of those guys did not practice last week. You know, did not get any reps. They were with us on the field, and you know, had a good idea about what was going on. And, you know, we knew they were probably game time decisions, but, you know, even Trevor, you know, being one of them, and John Albrecht being the other one, we just felt like those guys would only be called on if we just had to have them. And, you know, Cole was one too. Those three young men just toughed it out last night. I mean, they just decided they wanted to be in a ball game.
And they were factors.
And they absolutely. Absolutely. Cole came in on some third down situations early. Once Trevor got in and Trevor got going, you couldn't get him out. Yeah. And that was a kid who just wanted to be in there. John Albritton was another one. You know, just did an outstanding job. And, you know, it's a tribute to our kids and how tough our kids are. And you know, they've bought into what we're doing too. You know, they wanted to be able to be in there and to give everything they had, you know, for us to win a ball game. And, you know, certainly they played their tails off last night and, you know, proud of the effort that they gave us. And, you know, they believed in the system as well.
Well, it's going back to that, you know, on the injury front right there, you know, I think you have to, and I don't know what the details were. I think you got to get a lot of credit to Southeastern and their ability to get those guys out there in game-ready shape last night. Again, you know, maybe not an expectation for them to be able to do a whole lot, but, you know, you were pretty dinged up coming out of last week. And to be able to have those guys and then be effective, if not 100%, is a pretty big testament, I think, to the quality of care that you guys are getting right now too, isn't it?
Well, it was. You know, and you look at Cole's situation, he probably spent more time with them than anybody. And, you know, they worked on him and his, you know, he had some muscle issues in his lower back, and you know, he was getting better as the week went along. And you know, I just thought those kids did a really good job, you know, for us coming in last night, being able to help us. And, you know, the rest of the team did a good job too. Trey Morgan, you know, got hurt last night.
Yeah.
He came right back in the ball game. You know, got him checked on the sideline and made sure he was, you know, good enough to where the doctors felt good enough for him to go back in. And,
what was that? I didn't see.
You know, he had a helmet-to-helmet contact. Okay. on a tackle, and we just needed to make sure he was cleared and good enough to go back in, and went back in and played.
And he goes through a protocol, you know, those kinds of things, right?
Absolutely. You know, and we'll get him reevaluated on Monday and check in on him. And, you know, but just coming back to Jacob, you know, just feel bad for him. You know, you're talking about a young man like Trevor as well, that is a 3-year starter. I mean, he's been with this varsity for a long time. And, you know, when he went out, you know, like I said, just the momentum shifted on us. And, you know, he was just such a big-time player for us, especially on that defensive front.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Really took away from it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Now you can plan your projects anytime. Do your materials list or select the tools you'll need with hometown-hardware.com. Search 60,000 items. Go to hometown-hardware.com. They bring the whole big 15,000 square foot store to you. A locally owned full line hardware, garden, and motorsports store. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill and online at hometown-hardware.com. Get online and take a peek today.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Back live this morning at the Brett Chappell Show, talking about a little bit about injuries last night and how things played out. But and again, we'll keep an eye and listen out for Jacob Boyd. Again, our very best, just like last week, to Cole and all those guys, our very best to those young men as we get them, try to get them healed up and in good shape. Going again back into looking at the game, you know, last night I mentioned a couple things as far as, you know, the first half play, which I thought was really, really solid. You established it early. You established physicality early. I had a school function, so I didn't get there until, you know, probably 6 or 7 minutes in, and I was listening to Chuck and Ron to get things started a little bit. And, you know, it sounded like that you were able to do what you want to do in terms of field position. I thought that was a big deal too. And last night, particularly in the first half, you were forcing them, you know, to work on a long field. And again, later on in the game, they were able to convert some third down and fourth down conversions. But you know, did a good job. And and keeping your defense fresh because they were able to get off the field, get your offense out there and get the right mix right there. But you guys, I thought, drew up a really good game plan. What was it you keyed in on last night? Was it Jeremiah Young to start?
You know, the thing that made them what I feel is better than the team they were last year is their quarterback play. You know, Jeremiah's certainly such a big part of their offense. And, you know, we knew we needed to get him stopped before he got downhill. And I think if you, you know, watched a lot of the game last night, you saw him having to bounce some stuff. And once you get somebody that you know, that big, having to bounce it, you have better angles on him to get him down. And I felt like that's where we won the battle up front early, was in between the trenches. And, I mean, Jeremiah was having to bounce some stuff. And, you know, you mentioned it earlier, 13 yards in the first half. I mean, and, you know, Jacob Boyd was a huge part of that, you know, being that anchor in there.
Well, you mentioned, and I was talking, and I saw this happen. And I'm sure you saw in film that he wanted to try to get, you know, bounce it out, spin, and get out to the outside. But you guys had everything clogged up between the tackles. And then you had people ready to go on those edges when he came around there. You knew that he was coming. And you know, a lot of losses last night. I thought it was a tremendous job right there, particularly that first half, of knowing what he wanted to do and then acting accordingly.
You know, I think the thing it comes back to is we got good looks all week in practice. Coach Brennan, that side of the ball, that staff on that side of the ball did a great job in preparing our kids. The kids knew what were coming. You know, you mentioned about bouncing outside, and you had your safeties running the alley.
Right.
You saw corners coming up making tackles. I thought our coverage, you know, in the secondary was much better last night. And actually, they had a couple of little routes. The one little route that we really liked that I'll probably have to take from them. They gave us a little bit of fit and, you know, just a good job on their part. But just felt so good about you know, where we're at on both sides of the ball. And I know we didn't score a lot of points on the offensive side, but we did exactly what we wanted to do game plan-wise. You know, we knew we had to get, you know, close to midfield on drives and pin them down and make them have to drive the ball out of there. And, you know, I thought you saw our team last night, you know, win those special teams battle. We won the field position battle. And I think that you look at it, we won the penalties battle. There wasn't many penalties.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And other than one interception for us on offense, and I think they had one interception as well. You didn't see any turnovers.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, indicative of the score that was there at the end. You know, you hate that it got away from you again once that momentum shifted on us. I thought you saw our youth show a little bit, and we weren't able to get that momentum stopped, and it kind of snowballed on us. But, you know, again, the effort was there. I felt like the coaches did a great job with it and had a good crowd last night.
Yeah, yeah.
A good crowd showed up to support us, and, you know, certainly happy about that as well.
You saw your quarterback play last night. I guess you might have seen this on film. You're able to flush him quite a bit. And you mentioned coverage. And you know, for me, doing what I do, I have to watch the football. You know, Chuck and those, they can look and see what else is going on out there. But one of the things that I noticed was that we did a really good job of being able to flush him out. And then once he was flushed out, we had good coverage downfield because he wasn't making throws, which told me that we had that good coverage. And several times, you know, he might have made something happen, was unable to because of that coverage downfield after we flooded. You know, like to roll out to the right, but, you know, again, everybody was where they were supposed to be and pretty disciplined. And that's a dangerous time, I think, for a secondary to have a quarterback that will roll out and can run the football. Secondary sometimes come up, they're very disciplined, played very well, and everybody did what they needed to do right there.
Well, I think if you go back to the Irwin game, late in that game, and you saw us come up on that quarterback that rolled,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to get behind us, you know, really for the only big play of that game, I think you can see the growth of this team and things that we've adjusted and fixed. And, you know, even on some of the shorter routes last night that, you know, we gave up a little bit last week against East Henderson, you saw us tighten up on some of those things as well. And, you know, we're continuing to get better, played a very good football team. You know, our three losses we're looking at are to two undefeated teams,
yeah.
and one of them that's sitting there at 5-1,
right.
or 6-1, whatever they are right now. So, you know, you're frustrated for your kids. You're frustrated for your coaches because you work so hard during the week. But I tell you, it's much easier to go into the next week knowing that you had a game plan together that worked. Your kids bought into it. You played your tails off. We just got to learn to finish it.
Going on to the other side of the football, what was the idea of the plan last night? You know, Trevor was kind of dinged up a little bit, and it looked like, you know, Jesse became sort of the featured back right there. You want to get Daniel some carries and touches as well. Certainly want to get Michael some touches as well, make some try to things happen out on the edge. But you were down Cole, and you were down Young as well for a lot of it. So had to kind of change things a little bit in your ideas about what you wanted to do offensively, didn't you?
We did. You know, we had to come back and put some new stuff in. But I want to tell you, you know, I mentioned it earlier, we had hours and hours of film on these guys. And, you know, just felt like we had to pick our places to take some shots. I know you saw the long pass with Trey, first parts of the game. That was something we had saw. The screen we hit to Jesse was
right,
huge.
Right.
And something we'd worked on as well. You know, hit Jorstad, Kyle Jorstad
yeah,
over
that
the
was
middle
nice.
Long pass. That was another one we'd worked on. And we just knew we knew we were going to have to take a shot. But, again, we knew we were going to have to try to time it at the right place to do it. And even if it didn't score touchdowns, we just needed to get out of a hole, or if we needed to get a first down, and just to keep those chains moving. And, you know, we were able to do that. I felt like we took advantage of, you know, some mistakes they made. You know, especially with getting us down there, and Mason getting the field goal there was huge for us, give us some momentum right there. And I thought Jesse did a really good job punting last night. And one thing that Franklin does is they will send 10 guys after you. And I don't know how many people noticed, but their quarterback was their returner. Now, they don't ask him to return it. They ask him to fair catch it or get everybody else out of the way. So
they're trying to block punts.
Oh, absolutely. And we knew that coming in, and we really stressed that to our kids this week. And I thought they did a really good job blocking for us up front, on especially the punt team. And Jesse did a great job of punting and pinning them down. And, again, just felt like we were solid on those fronts.
You talked about Jesse Martinez again. And, again, he kind of became the feature back last night. Only his second game out there. You know, mentally we're, you know, trying to get back into that rhythm after it's been quite some time since he's been out there in that game action. But he's going to become hopefully a bigger and bigger part of the plans as we go through the year, isn't he, on offense?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Him and Michael will, you know, certainly be back there, and Daniel will be able to share some time. And, you know, obviously Lucas trying to get him loose and being able to run a little bit as well. And that frees up Trevor, you know, a little bit. And I think that was something that helped us last night. And he could focus more on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, again, we were already young up front, you know, on the offensive side. And now we've taken away our one senior that we did have up front. So, you know, we got some work to do to get some people in some places next week and try to find what it's going to help to work to help us.
To allow for those protections and those kinds of things, do you start thinking about maybe alignments a little bit differently and extra backs back there or doing something else with your tight end maybe?
Well, you know, those were some things that you saw different from the North Buncombe game, for example. You know, we went through that game and didn't run a lot of tight end sets in that game and just didn't do a good job of protecting Lucas during that game, and went back and, you know, certainly added a tight end in, and, you know, we'll leak him out into some pass plays every once in a while, but keeping him back in there to help protect Lucas. And, you know, felt like for the most part until late, until we had to and they could kind of pin their ears back and come after us, felt like we had pretty good protection.
Yeah, I did too.
On what we did. And, you know, like I said, that was very good defense. You know, would have loved to have come away with some more points than what we did. But, you know, we knew as coaches what kind of game it was going to be. And, you know, it held true to form. You know, we said we got to get to the fourth quarter and have a close ball game, and we did that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong. For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency. They bring you Erie Insurance for solid coverage and low rates. Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency Service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville. Or talk with Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Getting a really good haircut is no easy matter, especially for women and children. Try Pisgah Family Barbershop in Canton. You'll be pleased from the first visit, as Pisgah Family Barbershop welcomes men, women, and children, and they've been my family's barber for over 30 years. Go see Ken Warren and Amy Hall, where there's comfort in every cut that will keep you coming back. Pisgah Family Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 until 5, on Main Street near Sid's Restaurant in downtown Canton.
Back live this morning to Brad Chapel. We talked about both sides of the football, and Visigoth had, you know, going into the fourth quarter, 3-0 lead. Coach, talk a little bit about your special teams play last night and where you think that is and what it is that you want to look at going into this week.
Certainly, you know, Mason is a big player for us. You know, being able to use him as far as kickoffs and, of course, field goals, and, you know, gives us an extra little bit. You know, a couple of guys we don't mention a whole lot, but are really solid for us on special teams. Dylan O'Neill, young man that's come out to play for us, it's a wrestler, is on a lot of our special teams, and you'll see him a lot of times on kickoff. I mean, was superb. Has been all season long. Aiden Rogers last night had a couple of good tackles, you know, on special teams. And, you know, those are some things that we expected from him and came true to last night. I mean, he had some good plays there. And, again, I felt like Dylan did too. But I thought we were pretty solid on our coverages out there. Colton Shuler, you know, didn't get a chance to talk much about him on that defensive stuff. But, I mean, you're talking about your middle linebacker and you're talking about a big back and, you know, holding him to the yardage that he had. Him and Garrett Jones, our two inside backers, you know, were phenomenal last night. You know, even on a lot of the counters and the things that came back to those guys. I thought Trevor did a good job. And people may not realize this. Trevor's about 170 pounds. He had a lot of guards pulling on him last night. I mean, he's going up against some kids that were 265 pounds. And he was taking them on really one foot, you know, sometimes. So, you know, our kids just gutted it out on that side last night and just really, really excited about the effort that we gave and, you know, felt like we were right there. We knew we'd have to have some breaks. And, you know, I think we frustrated them, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
You know, Coach Brennan and his staff frustrated Josh as he was calling plays, and you know, because they weren't having the success that they had had. They had never been down at halftime. They had never been down going into the fourth quarter. You're talking about a team that's, you know, averaging 36 points in the first half, you know, for the season, that came away with nothing. And just felt like our kids had bought into what we were doing. And, you know, we were – I know some people probably say you're probably conservative on the offensive side. We knew what we had to do, you know, to win a ball game, and that was the bottom line. And, you know, we were not going to veer from it. You know, we were going to do what we needed to do and give ourselves a chance to get points when we had the chance.
You mentioned your coaching staff, and I'm curious as your thoughts on, you know, kind of where they are and your team where they are as far as after the game. I noticed that, you know, after the game last night that, you know, you wanted a chance to talk to just to your people out there on the field. And you know, curious as to maybe the gist of what you're thinking and what you had that conversation about and where the kids and coaches sort of minds were after the game last night.
You know, the biggest thing that you see with us, and I don't get a chance to mention these ladies as well, the cheerleaders, you know, are a big part of what we do. You know, they take good care of us on Fridays, the things that they bring the players. And, you know, we like to have them with us as much as we can. And, you know, you see those ladies come out there with us. And obviously we do our prayer. And then, but last night I didn't want any reporters in there.
Right.
I wanted a chance. And I took a knee and I spent some time with our kids and, you know, told our kids how proud we were of the effort they gave, and you know, they were, you know, certainly wounded from it. But you know, the big thing that we had to tell those guys and to sell to those guys is really how important this game is this coming week for playoff implications. You know, we've got 5-3A teams in this conference. You know, we've got to be able to try to be that number one seed out of the 3A bracket of the conference, so we can get a home game and. You know, we beat East Henderson, so we got one of them knocked out. Now we've got all the rest of them in a row. You know, we go West, we go Tuscola, we go North Henderson. So you got those games coming all in a row. And, you know, the West game is always dangerous because it's sandwiched in between a Franklin game that you know is going to be a real physical ball game. And then it's on the other end of it, you got the Tuscola game, which is a huge rival that we have. So it's a trap game. It's a dangerous place for it to be at.
Yeah.
And they're better this year. Much better. You know, we got to travel there next Friday night. So certainly some concerns. You know, we'll deal with those things as we go along. We got to get to our team on Monday. Actually, I'm going to see them here this morning at 10 o'clock as they come in to watch film and see these guys and just check on them. But, you know, we'll have to change some things up on practice and, you know, try to lighten us up a little bit and get healed back up as best we can. But huge game for us next Friday night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTF.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Don't you just hate it? You drive all the way to a store that used to have it, or ought to have it, and that for sure item isn't there, so your wheels are spinning. Now, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill has a website. You can shop their entire inventory of 60,000 items. Go to hometown-hardware.com. There you have it, a full-line local hardware store on your computer. Hometown-hardware.com, making shopping easy 24 hours a day.
Back live this morning, the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, you mentioned about looking ahead at this point now with the with everything out there in front of us, and there felt kind of like a similar situation last year after the Franklin loss, but because the split in the division, Franklin being a 2A team, us being a 3A team, the only thing that the loss sort of hurt you with last night is potentially maybe a difference in one or two seeds in terms of home games. But, you know, you go out there and you finish up well and you win that conference, or at least that division of the conference, and you're still looking at very favorable conditions in terms of where your playoff games are in November. And that's what it's about, I think. And so there, obviously there's a whole lot to play for, and you just mentioned that part of it. Your job is making sure your kids understand that it's still all out there in front of them.
Absolutely. You know, and I think especially the seniors, you know, they understand that and they see that. We got to have really good leadership from those seniors that we have that are playing. You know, last night I think we finished with three seniors starting on offense and maybe three or four.
Wow.
And we lost Jacob, three seniors starting on defense.
Wow.
So we got really young really quick,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately. But, you know, we'll get back to work on Monday and we'll, you know, do our film work this weekend and see if we can find some things that can help us. You know, still frustrated on the fact that we haven't won a home game yet.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're a fan of ours and you've come and watched a game here, you've saw three ball games that have gone to the fourth quarter,
yeah,
and been exciting games to be a part of. And I think as I exited the stadium last night, and I always stay back, and you know, I always like to walk up, you know, by myself as I go up, and just kind of clear my head as I go. Saw a lot of people out in the parking lot, and I think they understand it as well. Had a lot of people say, "Coach, we're proud of your kids. They played their tails off," and they did. And I think as a coach and as a player, that means a lot to us that, you know, those people stayed and, you know, they were there with us and supported us, and they know we're putting forth a great effort, and, you know, we're going to turn the corner and we're going to win one of these fourth quarter games.
You might mention some of those injuries. Do you potentially start maybe looking at some more of your freshmen and sophomores?
You know, the thing that you look at there, you don't want to pull one up that's not playing. You know, we've got four sophomores that are up right now.
Yeah.
All four of those kids are starting, you know, for us.
Right.
At different places. And, you know, the one thing about me and is maybe different from what's been accustomed to here. I will not raid the JV team unless I just have to. I want to try to keep those kids together as much as we can. You know, they had a tough loss on Thursday night. You know, and I lost 19-21, and, you know, we missed a couple extra points and had some places in there that we should have got a win. So they had their first loss. West JV team is absolutely loaded, and we will have our hands full on Thursday with those guys as well. And, you know, in the big picture, you know, obviously the varsity is important in what we do, but I take nothing away from our JV program. To me, that's just as much as important. And if I can keep those young kids together and being successful, you know, I'll do that. Now, if it's something that we've got to have on
sure.
the varsity, you know, and if you looked on the sideline, we have about, I think, six kids that we bring up in eight quarter. For our varsity team that come up off the JV. So we got some quarters to use if we need to. Dante Buchanan
mm-hmm.
played for us last night.
Mm-hmm.
We've already played Lakota Burnett, and we've already played Josh Wilson a little bit. So there's some kids in there that if we have to, we'll use. But unless that, you know, we'll eight quarter them and continue on that path until things change.
Do you, real quick, do you have to keep them? That's something else to think about during the game, but, you know, as you maybe start approaching those limitations, start have to think about those things. Does that run through your mind when you're putting those kids in during the game?
You know, I don't think you get as caught up in it until you get to close to those eight quarters.
Yeah.
Then you've got to make a decision. And we're low on that yet. I think, you know, Dante's just got one. Lakota's got one. Josh Wilson's got one. So, you know, they call it eight quarters. You know, you're dealing with eight of them. We're sitting there with these guys with still seven left.
That's good.
You know, Houston, if he had to come in, would certainly be one that would be there as well. But, you know, you kind of keep those in the back of your mind and – you know, you're going to do what you need for your football team to win on a Friday night, but you do so on a Thursday night as well.
Absolutely. So the Black Bears will be out there next week at West Henderson High School. 6:30 is our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock is the game call. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show, hopefully with a lot of good news about next week's game. For Brett Chappell and Frank Bird back in the studio, this is Chad Upton. The flea market is next. So long, everybody.